Racecar the dog is safe and sound after spending two nights trapped on a narrow ledge on an embankment in Roberts Creek. A ground search and rescue, SAR, team saved the spry, black lab on Friday after locating her on the west side of Largo Road, between Highway 101 and Lower Road, according to Will Logan, SAR rope rescue team leader. At least one nearby homeowner heard persistent howling the two previous nights, triggering a response from the Roberts Creek Volunteer Fire Department. Three ground search and rescue, SAR, members arrived on site at approximately 10:30 a.m. on November 25 and searched the location with the fire department. Logan, who was among them, noticed rocks and scuff marks along the edge of the creek embankment and with a flashlight caught the reflection of two green eyes. At that point we were pretty confident that the dog was right there, he said, adding he was lucky to have caught the reflection. Racecar was trapped on a stair-width ledge with slippery rocks sloping into the creek and a near-vertical face above her. Not really a good spot for a dog to stay for days, said Logan. Additional rope rescue team members arrived on scene and helped lower Logan to the ledge. While Racecar is a friendly dog, she wasn't willing to be harnessed, so Logan ended up, basically bear-hugging the dog to bring her back up. It was less than conventional, but I also didn't want the dog to slip down into the creek, so it worked. The rescue was expedited by another unorthodox approach, a cookie bribe. Joyce Tattersall, a dog trainer who owns a SAR dog, handed Logan a dog treat before he made the descent to Racecar, which was a good idea, said Logan. At first I think Racecar was a little apprehensive to have someone showing up from above, but once I gave her a treat she kind of settled down. The owner was contacted and was on scene moments before Racecar was rescued. So that was nice, to have a friendly face at the top, said Logan. The rescue was completed by 1 p.m. I think the dog was definitely cold and tired, but was going to be okay. I think she needs a good meal and a couple nights inside and will be a happy dog, Logan said. The owner thanked all involved in the rescue. This is the second dog rescue in Logan's 5-year tenure with SAR. Typically, SAR is not tasked with rescuing animals. The unconventional rescue marks the first opportunity for the ground SAR team to put its rope rescue skills to use following Logan's participation in Wildland Rope Rescue Team Leader training held earlier this fall. The training allowed the Coast SAR team to resume rope rescues, something they weren't qualified to do since last spring after the former team leader retired. Reminder to leave home prepared. Heading into the colder months, Sunshine Coast SAR manager Alec Tebbett is asking residents to remember to prepare for conditions before heading outdoors. The organization has been called out twice in the past few weeks after people failed to prepare for conditions. One woman, for example, became disoriented in trails above Gibson's as night set in. She was able to call 911 but her cell phone battery died afterwards, making it more difficult to locate her. Have a charged-up cell phone, good warm clothing, have water, said Tebbett. Make sure you're keeping safe so we can find you more easily, or don't have to look in the first place, he said. People can learn more about preparedness at Adventure Smart. With files from Kayla Bartlett.